So, next Mishnah, Rekiva has another thing to tell us. Another Mishnah for Rekiva, Akol Tzofoi, Rashus Nesuna, Akol Tzofoi. Akol. Akol is a very wide word. It's very, very inclusive. Very, very inclusive. Akol Tzofoi. Akol Tzofoi. What does the word Tzofoi mean? It's a big... Tzofoi means Tzofoi. 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 Rashus Nesuna, permission is given. Rashus Nesuna. The world is nidon in betoiv rachamim. The world is judged not in pure din but betoiv chesed betoiv. V'hakol l'piroi v'mais. V'hakol another call. V'hakol l'piroi v'mais. Four statements, five problems.
That's it?
No, you know, sometimes you get into the particulars and then there come out other problems.
Okay.
I called so for you, what is that supposed to mean? And what's...
What are you doing again?
What's it all about? You got it, right? I called Tzofoi. Precious. So, who do you start with?
Start with Rashi. Start with Rashi.
Rashi makes life easy, relatively. I called Tzofoi. Kol Tzofoi, Rashi says, Kol Masha Odom Oisi Bechata Ichadoim, Tzofoi V'Golui Nifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kol Tzofoi. We very often have a tendency to like to skip to some of the higher understandings of Kol Tzofoi, which can get very philosophical. Many thousands of words, millions of words probably, many hours were put into understanding the concept of Yediyah and Bechira. That the Rambam plants very firmly right down on the ground. He says that that's what this mission is discussing. And very often, if you want to start from there, instead of it being a process that can raise our Ruchnis, it can be a process that can turn the Ruchnis and the is very often dependent on how a person approaches things. The world is built systematically. Chokhmah is built systematically. Avodas HaOdom, Avodas Hashem is built systematically. You gotta start from the bottom and you work up. Rambam says, what's the reason why there are so many people who want Chokhmah, and so few people that attain? Why are there so many people that want Chokhmah, and so few people that attain it? Rambam says that the main reason is because Chokhmah has a seder, and has to go through many stages of Hakdamos and Hakdamos of Hakdamos, that when you start, they seem to be simple, low level, boring. I knew that already in kindergarten. I'd like to skip that. Let's go on to the heavy stuff. Bring me the things I didn't know. And therefore I want to start from the middle. If you couldn't start from the middle, so then people would learn very quickly. And they would start from the beginning. But generally, you can start from the middle. And if you start from the middle, you can go another 2 steps, or 3 steps. And then you get stuck because you're missing the looks. Since you can't go further, so you go around yourself or something. You've seen that before?
Yes.
Where's the round? That's a good question. Don't remember. It's a very noble from somewhere. All difficult subjects, all philosophical subjects, in Torah, are Negei L'Maisa. But you got to start from the ground. You got to start from the ground. Hakol Tzofoi, so we'll have to get there. Hakol Tzofoi has basically, for simplicity, we'll take all the Rishonim, grind them up together, and we'll come up with 3 basic understandings of Hakol Tzofoi. Number one is Rashi. Hakol Tzofoi, meaning Hakol, including Maisim Tzunim, something that Chadoi Chadoim, and that a person has reason to believe that this is private. This is private. This is my personal affairs. 98% of the world is shy of this branch, no? But this is my little corner. This is Chadoi Chadoim. So the Pasuk is telling us, the nation is telling us, they're called Sofui. Even that which L'Chayra, a person has a right to his own da'adams, a little privacy. A person has his own. B'soich b'eser, b'chadei chadorim, b'soich b'eser. It's near, it's privacy. The b'nishlam, it's medjus, it's knesset, shulchan Shabbos, if you wish. But like, b'chadei chadorim. So their goal is to come to inclusive in all maisim, inclusive of the most hidden maisim, the maisim that l'chora there is room to say that the Bereishis shouldn't be involved. They should not be so far. Why? Because the Lord Echetz. The Lord Echetz. Invasion of privacy. Invasion of privacy, we learn from the Parsha, it says, the nation being of them, the Moinah Levim, overcomes the Tzivu Hashem. The Bereishim said, be Moinah, and the Moshe Ben said, well, I can't. So the Bereishim answers, of course you can't, right? That there wasn't loyal al-Adas. All he meant that you should do as much as you can do, and the rest I'll have to do. What can you do? You can go up to the door. But go into Chadoi Chadoi. I don't know, if Moshe Rabbeinu come to me, I take him to my Chadoi Chadoim. If you want to see my little baby in his crib, I take him in. You want to happen if he gives him a bracha. Be great. But it's not the Echer. It's Moshe Rabbeinu. It can't be done. It can't be that the bunch of one Moshe Rabbeinu do something like that. How cold, softly. Inclusive of that there would be room to believe that there's got to be limits. So we'll come back to this. That's number one. Number two, Mahalach of the Chosid Yavitz and Halachim Imay. I called so for Boloshen Tzoife. That's used by a guard that's high up on the top of the tower. And he can see that other people can't see. He's tzoif for the merachokim, because he has a vantage point that allows him to see what the people on the ground can't see. Our novi is called the tzoif, because he can see into the future what the regular person can't see. Here, the idea of hakol is extending beyond the boundaries of the limitations of normal sight. In all forms, place, man, time, whatever, all these different boundaries that normal sight is bounded by, normal people's understanding or sight is bounded by, because of differences of perspective. A person walks into a hospital, because it has a few minor but bothersome symptoms. It doesn't know what it's all about, so he went into the hospital for some tests. So he himself, his friends, people who know him for 30 years, have no idea what's going to happen next. They know him inside out. No idea what's going to happen next. Comes in this guy, never seen him before, checks him for 15 minutes, takes two pictures, and tells him what's going to happen in the next 3 years. His wife didn't know that. How do you know that? No big deal. It's a question of perspective. He has the advantage of the medical knowledge to be able to see the cause and effect, the process, that if you have A, Y, and Z, that means what's going on is this, that, and the other. And according to what we know, so the normal process of such things is that if it's then that, and the better I know, the more I know, the earlier in the process I can pick up what process is taking place, and I can go all the way down the line. These are very normal ideas. These are the ideas that we deal with on a daily basis, obviously. Who has the greatest perspective? Who's got the furthest realm of sight? Who has the absolute perspective that has the absolute range of sight? Obviously, the Vayishlam HaKol Tzofui, he's got the highest vantage point in time, space, understanding, time, whatever you wish, right? So this is the second level, HaKol Tzofui. The last is the beginnings of Yediyah B'chira, and that's as far as we're going to go. The question of Yediyah B'chira starts. First two levels, there's no problem dealing with it. Yediyah B'chira, the problem of Yediyah B'chira on the first two levels, there's no disturbance. No such problem. Yediyah B'chira starts on the third level. What's the reason why the person on a higher level, or the person on a higher vantage point, has an able capability to see where other people can't? Because the world has process. The world is based on systems. And if you know the beginning of the system, and you know what system is taking place, so even if it's not so obvious, but you can, amazing, you can figure out what's going to be all the way down the line. But that's all something that is determinable. All the things that have a system, cause and effect, this brings to that, even with probability. For example, person has two children. Example of Shengim Gibb. One of them is a Chocham, one of them is a Rosh, and he has two presents to give them, a Sefer and a sword. He can be pretty good guess that if he gives each one a choice, the Chocham is going to take the Sefer, and the Rosh is going to take the sword. Vayishlam did that with Yaakov and Esav, and that's what happened. That's what happened. The person has an understanding of the probability of what this type of a makeup will bring the person to do. So even though there may be an element of choice involved, but the probability is that this will do according to his nature, he'll do according to his nature, and that's still process. It's not absolute process, there's still room for all kinds of unknown factors to come in and change the formula, but a person could take a certain educated guess. That's still, there's no problem being clear. No problem. You didn't clear, no problem. Doesn't start there. The first place, the lowest level of you hear clear, where the problem starts, is when you talk about clear, the yisoid of the Bria, the yisoid of the tachlis of what the Bansham wanted from the creation of man, was the capability of Bria. And Bria is for real. That means it's not predetermined. There's no, absolutely no force at work that requires it to be one way or the other. So there's no seeing the beginning of the string and be able to figure where the end of the string is going to be. There's no beginning string, because there's nothing that makes that it has to be that way. It's something that's not determined yet. It's something that's created by the boicher when he does it. Now what happens? A person has an insight. Is he going to be omitted in the insight or not going to be omitted in the insight? And we're talking about in that case where it's really clear. It's real, the real thing. And there is no predetermined process at work that will even give a probability one or the other. It's 50-50 in any way you're going to look at it. Now what happens? So here's the way the kasha that the old Greek philosophers asked the kasha, asked the Rambam this kasha from the Muslim philosophers. He says, what are you going to say? Does the Bnei Yisrael know beforehand Who are you going to choose? Yes or no? Take your pick. Which one you want? You want yes or you want no? So let's start. The normal assumption is that the Bereshit doesn't have any limits. Okay? So you can't say that he doesn't know, so it must be that he does know, right? Aha! So if you knew before it happened, so now is it still a possibility it's not going to happen? And yes or no? If you say that there is a possibility that it's not going to happen, then why did you tell me that you knew or you didn't know? It happened the other thing. You're going to tell me that there isn't a possibility that it's not going to happen? Then it's a free choice. It's predetermined. The person must do whatever the idea of the revelation was. That's what's going to happen in the end. We're just playing out the roles that the Baruch Hashem already knew that we're going to do. It's all been planned out. The Baruch Hashem had a yediyah, l'chatchila, what we're all going to do. And then we just play it out for some foolish reason. But we need to have some good reason. We needed to have it actually played out. But it was predetermined. See, the Baruch Hashem knew it's going to be like this. But this is the problem. Where the here starts. These are the three levels. But let's climb down the tree again, go back to the beginning level. Because if a person tries to jump to the top level, it'll turn into philosophy, and Chas v'Shalom will turn into Greek philosophy.
That's something called Sophie means when you be here, you said that's what we're doing,
Sophie. Sophie means even that will be determined with Kriya. The future,
yeah.
Inclusive of what still needs to be determined by Chiyuv. And that's what the mission is telling us. Hakol Tzofui, Vayishun knows. Vayishus Nesuna. Afal Pikein, the permission is granted. Okay. The essence of Greek philosophy, as Dr. Aristotle said, was do as I teach you, and not as I tell, and not as I do. The essence of Greek philosophy is that the Odom and Seichel, the Odom and the Neshama, are two neighbors at best. At best. And therefore, there doesn't have to be necessarily any direct correspondence between the Chokhmah of the person and his knowledge and his actions. He knows better and he does worse. Why? Because he wants to. Very simple. But you know that's stupid. So what? But it still tastes good. But that itself is stupid. So what? It still tastes good. At that point, there's no more questions that can be asked. As soon as the answer is, right, you're right, but it doesn't matter. Right, philosophy has died. The essence of philosophy is that logic is mechayev. If one and one is two, then you can't say that it's three, because it's two. And here it is, it died. Right? One and one is two, and do three. Why? Because it tastes good. But, don't ask Kasha. Kacha. Lama? Kacha. This is the end, death. Philosophy died. Right? That's death in its essence, because it's a separation of body and soul. Separation of Seichel, Ha'odom, Ha'odom. As soon as a person's body is not connected to his soul, then you bury the body and the soul goes to wherever the soul goes, depending on what the mind is. So that's the essence of death.
Even though it is a soul.
Huh?
Even though it is a soul.
Yeah, there's a lot of people walking around with tombstones on their back. Walking graves.
But
Rishoyim b'chayim kurim mesim. Rishoyim b'chayim kurim mesim. They're dead. They're walking dead. The only reason why they're still alive is because they put food in, they sleep. They put more food in, they sleep. They move around with all kinds of things. So, they're still, it's a go on for 60, 70 years.
Where's the neshama there now? Suffering.
What?
What are we saying? According to this, is no neshama. We're saying there's separation.
There's separation. That's the separation of Misa is the separation of body and soul. That's what Misa is. And that can happen while a person's alive.
Sorry.
What's that? As soon as the sefer no longer comes into That's it. It's called modern. There's all kinds of words for it. It's called modern and it's called tarbut.
They called it sechel.
They called it, there was another mistake that they had, but they called it sechel. It's not a total mistake, it's a partial mistake. But their understanding of soul, the much they understood of it was sechel. Fine. There's truth to that. It's not the whole story.
As long as it's not connected to anything, the mala, that's...
No, it's connected to the mala, it's not connected to the mata. It's not mechayiv the meisim. 1 + 1 = 2 on paper, and 1 + 2 = 7 on action. Not mechayiv, because it takes paper. Doesn't have to relate. So let's try to understand, go up the ladder from the bottom. So let's start from Rashi. Rashi starts us off very close to the ground, very negela maisa, and this is the one type of the subjects that we prefer not to talk about. It's like personal. It's like, you know, let's go. Yedir, prir, akol tzofo, my friend, means v'chad v'chadon. What are we supposed to do with that? What was it? Let's take it from my... What was it? I stand by Nila in Kippur. I'm Oymid Lefnei HaMelech. I know this is it. Last chance to get it. Do or die. Kol Koychas and Hashem of Aguf are Oymid Mishtachavim and Koyim Lefnei HaMelech Malach and Aguf and Kodesh Bogu. No, you can't say Yaakov. That's one scene. There's another thing. I had a hard day. A very hard day. And I'm wiped. Physically, emotionally, the head is a mush. Right now what I need is a puppy dog to bring the slippers, a cup of iced tea, and the paper. Something like that. All right? That's the picture. I call it Sofer. I feel Rasha all the money said, the Chad v'chador, same basic. Sofer, we go to the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Same Kodesh Baruch Hu here, there, everywhere. So what's the story? So why Yom Kippur, does it look like this? And how's it work? In Shul, there's a chiyuv of years of kavod. In my house, I don't have the same din. I don't have the same din. I have a different din. Of a house. House has to be simple. House is the mokum shor as a shechina. Kaisel's houses are the place as far as a shechina. And the shechina shor yom tov simcha. So, the bunch is here, there, and everywhere. Is that the idea? Well, it's a hundred of year. I come to base of Melech. You believe in the rules.
It doesn't have to be a student to see.
No, it doesn't have to be a student to see. But it could be. Give it a bit of order to see. So, that's not the point right now. Right? I called Sofui. Therefore what? Therefore, my house and the base of Melech is the same. So let's make one thing clear. That's not what it means. That's not what it means. On any level. Anybody think so? Was branded by Chaim Volozhin by all the Gdolim as a Kutifin. As a Kutifin, not a Kutifin. Because it's Seisa Kolotayku. If so, there would be any difference between one place and the other, and there is. There's a very big difference between Kutifin and Kudoshim and the little rooms that we have in our houses for our private business. Very, very big difference. Very, very big difference. And you can't get confused. then make sure it's clear, you know, the difference. There's a hierarchy of the world. Eitz Yisrael has Eser Madrigas of Kedusha. All of it's Yerachonim, Shalayim, Chil, Harabayis. Each one has its own deal. How's that happen? Same relation that you know. It's here, there, and everywhere. So, let's get things straight from the beginning. Start. The Rebbeinu Shalom created the world and allowed for it to exist. Before the Rebbeinu Shalom created the world, where there's no capability of us understanding what such a state means. But one thing that it does mean, since then, there was no need for any limitation of the Rebbeinu Shalom. And he was in his full glory, full exposure, full power, full whatever word that makes it easy if you understand. The Chazal of Mashal, the Chazal gives. Obviously, when the Rebbeinu Shalom is in the Skala, in his full, a person can't exist. Nothing can exist. The biggest Malach in the world can't exist. Being a Moshe. But you have to, you can't exist next to the Rebbeinu Shalom. Let's see you get next to one of his little shlichim. He's got this little tiny shliach. Right? That's very, very low level. It's mamash gashmis. It's all the way down on the totem pole, all the malachim and everything. It's all the way down to the gashmis. It's called the sun. Let's see you get within a million miles of the sun. See how last you live. If you get 100 miles too close, it's all over. That's gashmis. Sun rays. Ruchnius is stronger, it's bigger, it's more powerful, it's more awesome. The Ruchnius is the biggest, powerful, awesome, everything, right? Can't exist. Nothing can exist. The world can't exist. So there's a degree that the Ruchnius is here, there, and everywhere. Ein oid mevadoi, when it means, kipshutoi, ein oid mevadoi, zeu, then it means ein oid mevadoi. And if you think ein oid mevadoi and I'm still existing, you're a creeper. Because then you made two elikos. You made yourself an elikos. Because in the matter of the Rebbeinu Shalom, right, is megala to whatever level you can understand that ain oit mevadoi, the Rebbeinu Shalom in all his glories, here, there, and everywhere, then nothing else is here. And it is. If you understand something else here, then you made the absolute highest level of oit zod. Ain oit mevadoi, there is such a concept. That's the concept of what the Rebbeinu Shalom is mitzad atzmoi, before the Bria, after the Bria, and during the Bria on that ever level that's very difficult to deal with. That's called Ein Oid Mevadoi Kipruso. But when you get there, then you have to stop to exist completely. Even one little bit. Okay? Forget it. There is a very special madrigas of total vital to the Rebbeinu Shalom that allows for that highest level of all levels that the Nivra is going to reach, the highest level of the Vekas and Achdus with the Nivra and the Bayer, where you'll have the closest thing to Ein Oid Mevadoi that was before the Bria, and there'll still be something there to be makabel to the Nivra. That's after all the Madrigas of Adam Abba, final, highest, netzkiest level, permanent, it's very, very bright. That's a long way away from here.
And even that is not complete then, or is that? Is
no, it would be 100% may of who is complete. Right. But that's 99.99999999, whatever, right? We say before in Birchas Kriyashma, the Yoch Techol, when you come to the absolute yichud of Ein Oid Mevadoi, the only thing role, right, everything's from the Rebbeinu Shalom, I don't exist. Right? The only thing role left is lehoilis lecha, to be maida that that is indeed the case. The only role left is the hakar that that's all that there is. Lehoilis lecha yichud. Klai Yisrael has a kinyan, the kinya from the Elvis of Mamateya, that even when we live in this little dinky world, we could be Mishtayah, the Rigoyim, Kabbal Salmach HaShamayim, Shemayin Esri, in some previous, previous stick, Ruchin stick away, to these highest of all levels of existence that will come into full reality, Los Lovei. Not just Los Lovei of Mashiach, another Haba, but after all of them, Jagas, the highest, final forms. Netzchi's Tikkun forms of the permanence of the greatest, Shlemus, Vekus, all of the highest levels. But that's not where we are now. In order to enable Bechira, in order to enable creation of the world the way the Rebbeinu Shem Tzvach did, he had to be master Ponov. The Rebbeinu Shem was master Ponov. So as that to allow for the possibility of existence, even though Eino Gufan. He didn't go away. The biggest pillar, the source of all poiyim of the world, is that even though Be'etzem Eino Gufan de Kipshutai, we're still here. Here we are. We are here. It's not a dimyon. We really are here. Here. It's for real. No jokes. So either way, in a way, has to show. Go away. But in ways that are the pillar poem, those are the pillar, there's no hasog of how you do such a thing. The Bernstein ate his cake and kept it too. He remained, Chas Shalom Vaday, no shinui in the Bernstein at all. But Alpha Pekin, he had such process, such koyach, that allowed for the concept of Hester Pony to the degree that allows for other things to exist, to the Nevroim they created to exist. From that time on, the world is a more complicated thing. It's not so simple anymore. Now everything is more and less. Everything has degrees. Everything has qualities. Everything has values. Everything has rules. Everything has... From then on, any question that you're going to ask, the answer is going to be, it depends. Any question you're going to ask, the answer is going to be, it depends. When there's absoluteness, then there's no room for anything else. When there's echad, yochad, miyuchad, vezehu, ein, oid, mevadoi, there's nothing to talk about. In order to enable for the world to exist, the version was master upon it and allowed for all of the levels, all the way down to physicality, all the way down to this stuff. It's horror. To Ra. Ra is a real interesting one. Yeah? He created, he enabled an existence of, using modern language, of an antimatter to himself. Ki ilu chas v'shol. That all of the existence of reality, of toy, of the Rebbeinu Shalom, the Rebbeinu Shalom created, k'nei g'zeilu mazeh bo'olakim. Here's the toy, and g'zeilu mazeh. Because that's one thing, Agav, just in a small side word. When we see the lately big upheavals of Ra in the world, it's very painful. But there's also a certain amount of encouragement that comes out there. Because it's always a little mazeh, and it goes in both directions. Klaisel goes down, the Ra also goes down. Because you see the Ra going up, must be the Klaisel doing something right. There's got to be toy connected. There's a certain amount of encouragement, pat on the back you got to get. If you see the machines are going on a higher level. If the Ra is being reached in a special way, that's not very classical, it's not very standard. It's very extreme in its form. So there must be a zelo mazat toy. It's important to see the positive side of some very negative things that go on in the world. There's a very possibility it's going to get worse before it's going to get better. October. Oh. It must be that we're doing something right. Let's try to do it some more. Let's try to chasek. Whatever we're doing right, let's do it a little better. Right? Because there's a lot of wrath out there and the world needs to be balanced. But because life and created a world of limitations. And the whole world, even the Beis Hamikdash, doesn't have the gilui of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam b'atzmo. It has a Shoreis HaShechinah, which is low level of the bottom level of the bottom level of a faithful sky, of how much the Bainshin's glory can be scowled in this world without it turning into poof. Yeah? And even then, that's only the Kodesh Kadoshim. And then that glory, it's the Kodesh Kadoshim, and it's the Kodesh, and the Beit HaMikdash, Harabayis, Yerushalayim, it's the whole world. Right? Each one on its different level, its different level. Kol Tzofo tells us that although there are a million levels, and you know, maybe you can use the marshal of a dimmer light, I don't know what they call it, these lights that you can dim them down. So the Ribbono Shel Olam, if we would be on full force, I'm just using it as a marshal, right? So there would be no existence. So in the Kodesh Kodashim, there's such a full force relative to this world that the only form of existence of a human being could be Kohen Gadol, Yom Kippur, all of the Avodas Yom Kippur. Maybe else dies. It's over. Nobody else helps. Not shy. A lower level, 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 a million levels, and I get to my living room. Is there a level where it's off? So the Mishnah is coming to tell us how cold so far. There are many, 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 many levels. And each one has its due. And in your living room, at the time that it's right, a person is at that stage of affairs where he needs to put up his feet and drink a cold tea, should go right ahead. No problem. No problem. There's no problem. Maybe you take a bleed. Ice cream. Smooth. No problem. Could be a mess. No problem. Don't do that in Beis Mikdash. But there's no shoes, and there's no standing, there's no sitting unless you double the number for Beis Mikdash is a serious place. Very serious place. But Chazon Chadon, go ahead, put up your feet. While your feet are up, and without having any pressure on the situation, there's no problem. Ne'achus. Is that because here the Venetian's out to lunch? Here this is out? No. I've called so. This is not coming to take away the Chazon Chadon from the person. It's not allowed to take away the Chazon Chadon from the person. The Chiddush is that a person can live in the Chazon Chadon, put up his feet, eat his ice cream cone, and still know that the Ribbono Shel Olam is a cold soul. And there's no steal. How do you do that? The normal way we do it is the wrong way. The normal way to do it is say, forget about it. Forget it. Listen, I don't have coffee right now. Come back tomorrow. When I'm davening, I try. When I'm essay, I try. When I'm learning, I try. But right now, this is Glida time, and put my feet up time, and talk to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Later, you know, give me a break. It's like, we want to turn them off. Turn it off. The Avodas HaKodesh, the Klal Yisrael. Person gets into bed, he says, I'm up. Person gets up in the morning, he says, wait a minute. Person comes out of the bathroom, he says, Hashem Rotzeh. Wherever you go, it's sad. A goy is not poshut. It's not shy. A goy can't be. It's just not shy. You couldn't put up with this. Well, wherever you go, on Sunday, bakasha in the Beis Medrash, bakasha. In the bathroom, I wouldn't go to sleep now. I had it. I had a hard day. You know, it's over. You know, light it off. Up. Go to sleep. Take them with you. Get up in the morning. Go down. The Kodesh of Klaiso. The Oymek, Ma'asi Me'od of Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, is Birchas Hinenin. All of the Birchas Hinenin. Hamapil, Meidani, all of the
Oymek, Ma'asi.
Ma'asi, practical, is that we can take the version with us always. We can take it on vacation. We can come with us on vacation. He's there, Ben Zman. And he doesn't have to take away from the vacation. Truth of the matter is that it may save a person if he realizes that from falling into some of the pitfalls that come along with vacations. It does prevent the person from going to the house. That's one thing you can't do.
So, continuation was this remembrance of Shvisi Hashem. Is that not the same concept as a Chol Tzofo?
No. Shvisi Hashem is a much higher level. It's a Chol Tzofo Yishol, the Chol Nefesh. And if you want to call this, if you want to call this level Shvisi Hashem Nefesh, that's not the level that you usually talk about with Shvisi Hashem. If you want to call this Shvisi Hashem, if this is your understanding of Shvisi Hashem, say that. You want to call it that, there's no problem. Usually those words by class mean something else. But there's no problem. You're right. The emes is you're right. That's where it starts, right? And the tight truth, it's the only way to get to the higher level. See that? You gotta start from here. You have to be able to take the permission with your vacation. You take the permission, excuse me, on vacation, you take the permission to the bathroom, you take the permission to bed at night, you take the permission to get up with him in the morning, you put on your shoes with him, you eat ice cream with him. Without any, no problem. Very normal. You can't do that religiously. This doesn't work with religion. If religion and ice cream don't go together, forget it. There's no religion in the bathroom. Not in it, not out of it, not before it, not around it. What? No religion. If you have this, you know, idea of religion, that doesn't go with this. How cold so for you? Yeah. The person understands, Rob Loko Goyim Hashem, not in my Dalai Lamas. That's not it. Either one or the other. If I'm going to bring him into my Dalai Lamas, I'm not going to have my Dalai Lamas. And if I'm going to have my Dalai Lamas, he's going to have to excuse me. One or the other, take your pick. Klai Yisrael always says, I'll take that and the other side together. I have my Dalai Lamas. And I have the permission there, no problem. How do you do that? If the Kol Tzofi would not be with Rishus Nesuna, then you would not ever be able to put up your feet. Because you'd be always standing at least on the level of Nila that we have now. Put up your feet. You couldn't eat breakfast. You couldn't do it. And that's not what the Vayishon wanted. That's not what the Vayishon wants. And don't try to do that either, because it's not what the Vayishon wants. That's not the trick. Malachim, he's got plenty of them. Stand up all day long and say Kodesh, 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 he's got millions of them. That's not what he wants.
So why are we able to do it and not the Kohen?
Why are they not allowed to do it? We spoke about it in the last mission. You gotta be a match. You gotta be a match. Animals can't do it either. Tell Melakim, Boni, everything we spoke about in the last mission. Those are the prerequisites. That's why this mission is hanging after one after the other. Right? You have to have the last mission in order to get to this mission. You can't do it. Klai Yisrael, there's a goyim once said, why is it you go into a church and everybody sits strong? Right? And you go into the shtibul, it's a lokacha. There it is. You go into the Beis HaMelech, it's a joke, but there's some emes to it. Right. So all of the stamp people that come in, when the prince rolls in, if he's a little prince, he bounces a ball because this is his house. But in the Hashem, look at all different stories. It's a different story. We live here. We and the Rebbeinu Shalom live in full harmony in the world. No problem. I have Chadri Chadorim, and I do exactly the way I'm supposed to do in Chadri Chadorim with Yimai Medrege. And I don't have to leave the Rebbeinu Shalom outside. And he doesn't get in my way. I don't get in his way, he don't get in my way. We get along just fine. No problem. But one thing you can't do that. There's just one thing you can't do. It doesn't work. If a person lives like this, you can't do it better. If you finish, that's it. Come on. You can't do it. That's it. It's over. At least for Mazen, I know it's... if you realize doing a Veriz, you just can't do it. It doesn't work. And you got to be a... Marcus Abonim, Kav Limud, but person to do it.
I remember when Rob pointed out that we come out of the bathroom, that's when we mention Kisei HaKavod. And that's when we bring his presence so vital right there in the bracha.
Okay. So we'll stop here. See you next week. We'll try to continue.